You're listening to SBS News.
For Rusty Nanop, reflecting on the past is bittersweet. She says a turning point for her was when she could update her gender identity on documents.
Liberating would be the word for it. Because far as I'm concerned, once all that has been dealt with, I buried that past. It's there, it's memories, it'll stay there. But to actually physically go and do that and physically see that, you know, in black and white was also empowering.
A proud Yamaji Noongar woman, she grew up in Western Australia before chasing the bright lights of Sydney in her 20s. It was in that city she truly found her sense of self.
My old uncle, he was like a second father to me, he said, one of those hard men from that period, said to me, he said, you know what, just go and live your life about where you want to live it and don't worry about anybody else.
It's sage advice, but advocates say stigmas and barriers still exist. This is Joel Murray, who is the Vice President of Trans Pride Australia.
We're a fierce community, but we do face a range of barriers to achieving health and human rights. That includes high levels of mental health and high levels of suicide, and that's mostly due to lack of access to gender-affirming healthcare, any discrimination legislation to ensure that you know, gender is adequately captured.
For 40-year-old Andrew Guy, he says there needs to be a greater representation of gender diversity in the arts industry. As an actor, he hopes his appearances on the stage and screen make a difference.
There were a couple of parents that reached out to me and they said, well, my child who's been depressed on the couch for 5 years has just told me that's what they're like, and they didn't know how to say it. It's through the community being seen that flows on to the other community groups being able to support and willing and wanting to help each other.
For many in the community, it comes down to inclusion, and the next national census is set to include a gender non-binary option for the first time.
The lines that society seem to want everyone to conform to, you know, it just doesn't work. You're going to have a kid that's different. You're going to have an old person that, okay, I've had my life with the children, now it's my time. Does that make that person any different to what they do every day in life? You know? So what if she's a trans woman?
If you or anyone you know needs support, contact Lifeline on 131114 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224636. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.